The first Alaskans Institute's Elders and Youth Conference got underway yesterday in Fairbanks. The annual precursor to the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention is in its 30th year, bringing together Alaska Natives from across the state of all ages to hear speakers and participate in issue and culture-focused workshops. KUAC's Dan Bross has more.
From its start, 92-year-old Pauline Carlo of Fairbanks has been attending the Elders and Youth Conference, where she says older people can learn as much as kids.
They always tell the young people, respect your elders. Well, heck, I respect my young people just as much. It won't work both ways.
Young people at the conference were charged with talking to an elder they didn't know. Carlo says she understands that's not easy for kids, but appreciates the effort.
Some kids are bashful, which... You know, I don't blame them for being that way, but once you start being with people and talking with people, they get over that.
Carlo was selected to say a prayer at the conference. She says that's okay, but prefers that a young person be given the opportunity. Some conference participants have come from far-off villages, like the Ticket kids from Selawik.
Ian Ticket, 13.
Cheyenne Ticket, 16.
The Tickets say their favorite part of day one of the conference was a talk via Skype by a pro basketball player originally from Heidelberg.
We thought it was cool that we saw
Damon Bellhoter.
He's on our favorite team, Boston Celtics, so we thought that was really cool.
The Tickets' mom, Tilly, says she hopes the conference experience widens her kids' perspective.
Mix in with the elders and to learn more of our cultures and different cultures, because there's Inupiaq and I see different native cultures in there, and just to expose them to that.
Tilly Ticket says she expects her kids to come home from this week's experience in Fairbanks as leaders. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.
Among elders and youth conference speakers was Daisy Stevens of Fairbanks. Stevens talked about the importance of voting, starting off by emphasizing that change in the modern world is about navigating the system.
The days of bows and arrows are over, and we must now battle with paperwork.
Stephen says that means following directions, filling out forms, and meeting deadlines, skills necessary to take advantage of opportunities and participate in the political and government process.
Whether you are voting on tribal council, regional corporation, local, state, or national level, voting is the most paperwork, important paperwork of all.
Stevens displayed a new Get Out the Native Vote poster that features a picture of her late mother and two friends voting in Alaska's first general election in November 1958. As a means of jumpstarting interest in voting, elders and youth attendees cast ballots in an unofficial election yesterday, voting on four Alaska Native issue-related questions.